Sometimes you don't have to decide what you're going to do with the rest of your life. You just wake up one morning and realize you've almost done it. This reporter's notebook, NPR's Noah Adams, tells us about two men whose lives could be counted as well-crafted.
I've always thought if you could work with wood, work with your hands, that would be something to look back on. I have a collection here of small hardwood blocks. Each one of them has six sides. They're assembled on two spindles. It's kind of like an abacus. This belonged to my mother and stepfather. A friend of theirs made it as a gift, and on each wooden block, he wrote the species name. Apricot wood, mahogany, cherry, even coffee wood. It's actually a catalog. Here's persimmon. It looks like the apple, but it's darker. And I thought of this when I drove northwest from Washington, D.C., up to Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. I was putting together a story about the falling market prices for red oak lumber, and I stopped in a factory that has a long tradition making furniture from the trees that grow nearby. They even label their shades of cherry with the names of the Civil War battles. Antietam, the bloodiest battle. Antietam, the darkest shade of cherry. And here's something else that didn't fit into my red oak story, but it's what I told my wife about when I got back home. I walked through the factory, and I came upon a man at a workbench. He seemed pretty pleased to be making tables.
Mostly cherry now. And now we're getting into walnut and maple, and it's great.
It takes Tom Harden about 2 hours to make a table, and I tried to add that up.
$800 to $900 a year.
Well, in your career, how many have you made?
13,000. Yeah.
I just had to laugh. Here's a man who's made 13,000 hardwood dining tables. And then, I moved over to the next workstation and met Kenny Bly.
This is 25,716. I'm working on 26.
26,000 tables. And Mr. Bly has kept notebooks. He can look up when he made each table and, in many cases, for whom.
Oh, yeah. I got a whole pile of them over there. It was back to 86 when I first started here.
I left Berkeley Springs that day, drove home, kept the radio off, and I thought about table making and the way the years go by, and these guys probably didn't mean to make all that many tables, but each day's work must have brought satisfaction. And so did, and so do, the tables.
NPR's Noah Adams.